We like our burgers and fries fast. And our next story is about the workers that made that happen at a high-end burger joint in London. Several immigrant employees at a Byron Hamburgers franchise were deported after a raid last month. And protesters are angry about how the company handled the raid. Journalist Michael Segaloff in London wrote about it for Huck magazine.
The allegations are that staff in 12 of these restaurants across London were called into meetings early one morning, which were ostensibly for health and safety reasons, or others say it was for training on a new burger. But rather than that meeting actually taking place, immigration officials swooped in and started checking people's identities.
Who are the people protesting against it?
There seems to be a kind of a huge amount of frustration and outcry, really. On Twitter, this hashtag Boycott Byron was doing the rounds and quite a lot of traction. The trade unions that represent the staff, but generally just the general public. I think there seems to be a real feeling of frustration and discontent that an employer can go around getting away with this sort of thing.
So I understand these protesters did something quite dramatic. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so on Friday evening last week, I got a text on the Thursday tipping me off there was going to be some form of action taking place at two of the restaurants. And on Friday night, I met a group of activists in a square in London who then headed to two of the restaurants and released thousands of insects, so locusts, crickets, beetles, cockroaches, in two of the restaurants.
These were Byron Hamburger restaurants that were open and had customers in them?
Yeah, there were customers there. We were sort of told to go to one of them. We sat down with my photographer sort of with his camera in his bag because obviously he didn't want to draw too much attention to ourselves. And then, yeah, after about 10 or 15 minutes of sitting down, I looked at the table next to me, which was now empty, and heard a shriek from around the corner. And there were thousands of beetles poking about. Customers had to leave and the restaurants forced to shut.
So are all Byron Hamburger joints shut down now or just a few?
No, I think everything's back open. There was a large protest outside one of the other restaurants in central London yesterday where the restaurant was just shut for the afternoon.
And how many people were affected? How many people lost their job?
It seems to be that 35 people have been detained by the Home Office after these raids, the majority of which, and we don't have the exact figures, have already been deported out of the country.
Has there been a noticeable uptick in raids on restaurants like Byron Hamburgers?
This seems to be the first of its kind. There's certainly been immigration raids taking place before and after the vote to leave the European Union. Theresa May, the new Prime Minister here, was the Home Secretary before she took up her office and was a big believer in trying to tackle immigration, going really hard. There was stories of, go-home vans being driven around areas with large amounts of migrants, kind of allegedly, and seems to be hiking up racial tension. Whether or not this is specifically related to that remains unclear and hard to say, but certainly its timing is significant. And I would say also that, the releasing of bugs into these restaurants isn't just an act of protest, although it did achieve its goal. The activists also saying and drawing comparisons with the way that migrants and refugees have been described by both the media and politicians. David Cameron, before he resigned, referred to, during Prime Minister's questions actually, migrants and refugees as being a swarm, a phrase which has huge amounts of connotations. Katie Hopkins, who's a well-known controversial columnist here for one of the UK's largest newspapers, referred to refugees as cockroaches in an article just a few months ago. So there's definitely some symbolism here that is worth noting too.
All right. Michael Segaloff is a journalist in London. He's been telling us about the raid on the Byron Hamburger franchise. Thank you so much.
Thank you.